everybody. It's me, Lisa, and you're listening to Smith's Squishy Podcast. And you already know that because you clicked on it. But this is our fifth episode. And today, it's just going to be a short one. Because I know I've been a bit quiet lately. I've been working on the World Roma Congress. That is an initiative that was brought together by the co-initiator of the first World Romani Congress, Grattan Puxton, a lifelong campaigner and activist for Romani rights. And if you want to find out more about the work that we've been doing around that, check out my last episode and find out more. But if also you want to check out some of the recordings that have taken place since then and listen to some of the activists and find out more about the situation facing Romani people in different European countries, head over to www.romanistand.com where you can find out more. So going back to today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Romani Resistance Day. So when we're talking about Romani resistance, I guess this can mean many things. For some, there's concerns that the act of Romani resistance has become institutionalized. But what does it really mean for people every day on the street? What does it mean to the scrap metal pickers? What does it mean to the mothers? What does it mean to the intellectuals? It would mean something different to everybody. But the reason behind the initiative for Romani resistance is to create a political space where we are defining the narrative on who we are and putting a counter-narrative out by replacing a history of oppression with a history of resistance, with a history of resilience, with a history of survival. And I think this is very powerful because when we think about Romani people, when we think about our own struggle, when we think about our own advocacy, it's often in a framework of lacking, of what we lack. But it's by looking at recognition of what we have and drawing upon that and drawing upon the power and the resilience of our ancestors that we move forward in our own power. And we're moving forward by not giving our power away. On the evening of May 16th, 1944, in the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp, guards armed with machine guns surrounded the area of the camp, and the intent was to round up nearly 6,000 prisoners there and send them to the gas chambers. But as the guards approached the area, they were met with armed resistance from the Romani and Sinti people. The prisoners had learned that the planned liquidation was going to take place, and they fashioned weapons from whatever they could. So this was sheet, metal, wood, pipes, rocks, and any other scraps of material that they could get their hands on. And according to some of the memories of survivors and witnesses to the incident, the inmates forced the guards into a retreat. And although some prisoners were shot that night, this act of resistance allowed the Roma and Sinti prisoners to put off their executions for several more months. And in fact, Romani people often resisted the Nazis by fighting back in whatever small ways they could, sometimes by singing. And many gave their lives believing that it was better to be free than live as slaves under the Nazi regime. So the Roma genocide was wholly European. You know, across the continent, throughout the period of the Second World War, Roma in mass numbers were vilified, targeted and killed for nothing more than just being Roma. And this day that we have, the 16th of May, is our self-declared day as Romani resistance for us to create a space and represents a change in the way that Romani culture and identity can appear in public spaces. So the crimes of the past have not been really laid to rest for the Roma on account of the amount of anti-Gypsyism and inequalities that still exist, and that there's never really been a common reckoning of the significance and impact of the Holocaust on the Roma population, let alone a re-evaluation of the way that society continues to behave towards us. And I guess an example of this can be seen at the moment in the attempt to destroy the Berlin Memorial to the European Sinti and Roma, murdered under National Socialism. So the memorial was only inaugurated in 2012 after decades of civil rights struggles, and it embodies the disappointments and hopes of generations of victims. It took around 40 years after the end of the Nazi regime for the genocide of the Sinti and Roma in 1982 to be recognised by the Federal Republic of Germany. And many survivors were denied the right to moral and material compensation, and they died stigmatised. So for many survivors and their descendants, what this memorial represents is an expression of responsibility, not only for the injustices committed, but for the observance of human rights of Roma and Sinti in Europe as a whole today. And what does the planned destruction or damage to the memorial say about the respect and acknowledgement of Romani and Sinti people as a whole and their place in European society? What the memorial is a symbol of saying sorry. It's a symbol of taking a step forward to heal the wound of hundreds of thousands of people who were victims under this regime. It makes me think about the African-American civil rights activist Malcolm X when he said, "If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6, there's no progress. But progress is healing the wound." And for me, this memorial is an attempt to start to heal that wound. It's a signifier of saying sorry. What do any attempts to tamper with this memorial say about respect for the Roma of Europe? What does it say about recognition of our human rights and acknowledgement about the acts of systemic murder? If such a significant symbol can be dictated by a train line. The proposal to damage or tamper with the memorial is saying to us that you're not even acknowledging that the wound is here. You're forgetting that the knife is still stuck in. So I've been thinking that it's insidious, almost unbelievable, that 77 years after May 16th, 1944, the day that our ancestors resisted their deaths, that our form of resistance today is opposing the destruction of our European-wide memorial to the murdered Sinti and Roma of Europe. The fact that even this memorial, that is not just a memorial, but is a symbol of victims who perished, who died, who were shot on sight, who were put in mass graves, is even up for dispute. And if we start with the damage and destruction of this memorial, what is the precedent that we set as we move forward, as we still struggle for political recognition, as we still struggle in our civil rights movement? We must resist. This is why the memorial cannot and will not be destroyed by any means possible. If you're in Berlin this Romani Resistance Day, come and join us at the event Remember to Resist, where on the 16th of May we will be at the memorial to condemn racism, patriarchal structures, ableism, homophobia, transphobia and all other forms of discrimination. And we will remember our heroines and heroes and celebrate the resistance and resilience that still allows our communities to survive. There'll be artwork and there will be music. And don't forget, get in touch with me on Insta and follow us at Smith's Christie Podcast to stay up to date with our latest updates. However, we have been pretty quiet. I have been pretty quiet over the last month or so as we've been working on the World Romani Congress. So also head over to romanistan.com if you wanna find out more. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. But one thing's for sure, I've certainly enjoyed you listening to me